Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia.
Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God. How are you out there? Hope you're having a great day. It's Tom Meglia, financial planner, financial counselor, your financial advisor with The Face for Radio, as my friends tell me. How you doing? Hey, today we're talking more about God's economy. If you haven't heard the program before, let me take a minute as you're driving around to introduce you to me and the program and just what we're all about. I'm a financial planner with 27 years of experience. I'm a registered investment advisor, chartered financial consultant. I have a master's in science of financial services. I've been in Los Angeles all my life, long time. And my calling from God is to be a financial helper, a financial coach. In fact, I'm a financial coach for Crown Ministries. So if you ever call Crown and ask for a referral, you might get my name and phone number, which I'll give to you, 800-386-3700. That's to reach me for a financial interview or planning session. I do business consulting and personal and estate financial planning and counseling. My website is theeconomyofgod.com. www.theeconomyofgod.com. And you can learn more about just what I do and what God's economy is, and even listen to past programs that we've had on since September of last year about God's economy. Now, the program is titled Knowing the Economy of God. And if you haven't tuned in before, the reason it's titled that is after my upcoming book coming out in March or April called Knowing the Economy of God, matching the program's title. And that's based on the Bible, God's written word, God's thinking, God's mindset from Genesis all the way through Revelation, all 66 books of the Bible that discuss and communicate just what God's economy is and the fact that God does have an economy and that we need to listen in and understand more about what it is. And we'll find that out when we examine scriptures. And every week, including today, we'll talk about just what God's thinking is about this particular economic principle that we discuss, for example, in today's program. Now, the program is based on four anchor concepts. The book is based on four anchor concepts. Those concepts are as follows. Number one, God is the one true and only owner of everything we are and everything we have. Our talents, our monies, our time, our families, our jobs, anything and everything. God is the one and only true owner of everything. That's the first anchor. And anchor number two, since God is the owner, we're the servant, we're the manager, we're the steward for God for his honor and glory of what does not belong to us, but does belong to him. So we're the servant manager or servant steward. Third, the third anchor is the natural and first order of stewardship is to be a loving, cheerful, and consistent giver. And number four, we're to seek contentment. We're to try to become content as Christians. How about that? Pretty hard, huh? We're all content at one time or another and discontent at one time or another, aren't we? We rotate, we vacillate, we fluctuate. Contentment's a tough issue. So those four anchor concepts is what God's economy is about. And every principle in the Bible falls under one of those four anchors. Now, the recipe that I've created to help us understand each particular principle is basically this recipe. Number one, let's cite the scripture. Okay, we have to cite it. We have to find or locate the scripture on God's economy that says, okay, here's an economic principle. Let's cite it. Where is it found? Okay, and to do that, we need to remember 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's very, very serious. And all of this stuff that we're talking about rebukes two major thoughts that the world has about money. Number one, keep God out of it. We don't want that. We want God in it. In what? In our planning and our decision making, because Jesus Christ is Lord, not just Savior, but Lord of all parts of our life, including financial management. And then number two, the second point that the world says that we need to really rebuke and get away from and rebut is our ego is supreme and we should rule. No, God is supreme. God is supreme and should rule, not us. We are not supreme. God is. He's Lord. We're not. We're the follower. So those are the things that we need to say, okay, God's economy goes against the world's thinking. All right, back to the recipes. We talked about citing the scripture. And number two, the second point that I think is very serious, in my opinion, is what exactly is the economic principle? And then third, how do we apply it to our normal life? And fourth, the prayer of change. What exactly is the prayer of change? Well, it's something that we're using to work on to pray to God and ask God to change us so that we do what he wants us to do, that we change the way we live to conform to his thinking, which is found in the scripture. And the topic, of course, is basically Bible economics. Okay, so that's the recipe. Now let's move on today and talk about citing the scripture. This week we're in Kings, the second book of Kings, chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Let me read it to you. The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves." Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a little oil." Elisha said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all of the jars, and as each jar is filled, put it to one side." She left him and afterward shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. She kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another one." But he replied, "There's not a jar left." He was saying this to his mom. Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left." That's 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 through 7. What a story. And before we go on to talk about just what the economic principle is here, we need to understand some facts. In the ancient times, your kids could have been used as pledge for what you owe. And if you can't pay your debt, there were times in a long time ago, thousands of years ago, in the ancient times, where your children were taken away and put into slavery. Someone who was the creditor owned your kids. They took your kids that you pledged to pay off your debts. And that was something that was happening. It was frowned upon. It was a service or a situation in selling and buying and purchasing people that was eventually done away with. But in that time of Elisha, it was a common practice. Can you imagine? Talk about bad usury laws. And people sometimes say, "Tom, what's usury?" Usury is an illegal form of charging way too much and extreme for loaning something to someone else. That's what usury is. It's basically criminal. And it should be. Exorbitant interest rates, exorbitant pledges, taking one's livelihood, taking advantage of them. Well, that's what happened. This man that died was a good man of God. And the woman, the widow, knew Elisha knew of her husband. And she was like, "Well, we pledged our sons to pay off this debt. We're in trouble. The breadwinner is gone. What am I going to do? I have two sons." And Elisha, through as God's servant, came and dealt with her, talked to her, wanted to help her. She had one big asset, though. She had huge faith. If you go into your Bible commentaries, you can learn about this woman in the story of 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7. She had big time faith. She trusted God and she went to God's servant, pled her case and needed help. She loved her sons. She didn't want to lose them to slavery. And that was what's going to happen. It would have happened. She had no way to pay back those debts. And there's a lot of evil people out there that would take anything in payment if they had to. They wouldn't just release it or say, "Oh, forget about it." No, the creditors were going to take her sons from her. So this is a really cool story, isn't it? And in God's economy, God loves the poor, the widows, the oppressed, the lonely. He is their advocate. He was making a way to help her. Now we're coming up to a break, so after the break, we'll talk more about just what God's economic principles are in this story, how to apply them in your normal life, and the prayer of change to ask God to take control and take over and help us to live by this lesson. And this woman had great faith, and so can we. She did it, so can we. So we're coming up to a break. I'll catch up with you in a couple of minutes.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan, plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
Okay, we're back from the break. Let's take the economic principles and discuss them now and figure out how do we apply them to normal life. Let me ask you a question before I even begin. Do you really believe the Bible is for today? Do you believe that this makes sense, that it's right, it's still true for today? Let me challenge you to read the Bible, test it, investigate it, like what we're talking about today in 2 Kings 4, the first 7 verses. And really, does it matter? Is this something God wants you to do? Or is it just it's Old Testament, doesn't apply for today, that kind of thing? Well, I assure you, God's word applies for today. It wasn't written long ago to not apply for today. And we can apply it today. We should be. So let's talk first about what the economic principles are from this story about the old widow in the book, in 2 Kings, okay? Now, one of the most amazing features of this miracle that God used Elisha to perform is the fact that God truly has concern for people. You know, sometimes you may have felt yourself, no, God doesn't care. God doesn't care. No, He cares. He cares a lot. He cares about people who are in trouble, the diseased, the poor, the oppressed, the widows, people in trouble like this lady whose two sons were going to be lost to slavery. She would have been out three people. Her husband died. Those two sons would have been gone. She would have been in big trouble. all by herself. And she didn't want that. Of course not. God didn't want that for her. But her faith was big time. Just like in the book of Ruth. Ruth had huge faith. This is another Hall of Famer of faith, this widow. It's amazing. So this message that we can take away from in the passage is that God is concerned about the affairs of the world and our lives. Nothing is too big or too small. God wants to work with us. God cares. That's very, very important. And really, this is a story about a widow with not only great faith, but who knew God would listen and take care of her. She trusted. She wasn't angry. She wasn't calling sarcastically to Elisha, come help us, where's God, you know, that kind of thing. She had big faith, and she was there. And really, I think that what's interesting is that she lost her husband, but she didn't lose his debts or his liabilities. Those remained with her after he passed away, just as they do in this day and age. But in those days, thousands of years ago, because of unfair usury laws, people were pledged as slaves to work off the debt. Can you imagine? You know, we're not washing dishes to pay for our meal. We're gone. We're leaving. We're going off somewhere to be someone's, not employees, but their slaves. So in ancient times, as I said before, slavery for debt was common, but it's not part of God's economy. God does not like that. He does not approve of that. Usury is an evil practice. The usurer was the person behind the lending of things at exorbitant rates. And that was at the expense of the poor, the downtrodden, the disadvantaged, or the unfortunate. And that goes against God's heart, big time. It goes against God's thinking. The Old Testament disapproves of this kind of practice. Okay, but in those days, most people had no choice. What can they do? The loan shark had the control, the power. It was a tough situation. So God does not approve of this so-called economic happening. So if you're involved in any kind of usury or extortion or extremism on lending, stop. It's a sin. God does not want the poor to be taken advantage of. No way. Many verses in the Bible say how God thinks about the poor being taken advantage of. And as we understand further here, this whole story, the adventure here of this old widow, God rescued her, and he rescues his children. He provides for their needs. He sustains them. He sustains us. Have you ever been in trouble, big time trouble, where you had no understanding of what you were going to do, and you were flat on your face, Lord, help, help? Well, that's where she was pretty much at. But she had big time faith. This situation wasn't like in America, where there were no food stamps or a welfare check to be picked up. There were two social classes, the haves and the have-nots. There was nothing in between. Either you were the haves or the have-nots. Now, one interesting thing about here about the widow is that she took action. She took action. She was desperate. She took action. She went to Elisha for advice, for help. She got it, listened to it, and obeyed it. She got the jars. She poured a tiny little bit of oil that she had in her home, and it kept flowing. You know, one of my commentaries talks about the oil she had was small, just a tiny little bit of oil. She says, I have a little oil. Well, we examined that in my commentaries, and it was a little bit of oil, as in tiny amount. And God made it flow. She closed the door so no one could see the miracle. That's what God wanted her to do. Her sons were in there, and the oil was flowing. Can you imagine? Unbelievable. She didn't get depressed. She took action. She did it. She went for it. She obeyed Elisha. She wanted to protect her sons, too, from the creditors that had ill motives to turn them into slaves. So what a great story. Isn't it funny how there are people out there that want to destroy others, and God rescues his children from the claws of those that want to destroy others? It's really amazing. No one's going to do to you what God doesn't let them do. You don't have to worry about that. And I'll tell you something. Let's talk about application right now. Because this lady, this widow, had enough to live on. Elisha said, pay your debts off. Don't ignore your debts. Pay them off. That's moral. Pay what you owe and live off the rest. Live off the rest. She was able to live off the rest. That's because God provided. Praise God. Now, in life application, let's talk about it, okay? Because we can apply this to today. You have to believe that. You need to understand this. God met her need and gave her extra provision and blessing to live on the remainder. And in scary times, we have to lean on God. We must. We must lean on God. It's a test. We're going to college on earth. It's a spiritual college. Pray and seek God out. Have faith. Get counsel. We need to take action. If you're in trouble, call me. I'll help you. 800-386-3700. I won't ignore you. I wouldn't do that. The widow sold the oil, paid off her debts, and she lived on it, on the remainder. It's very, very good. It's very heavy. You know, these are the things we need to do. These are lessons. Have you ever wondered, what does a gold mine look like? You have it in your palm. The Bible's a gold mine. But not if you say, oh, it doesn't apply to today. It doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't work for today. Well, you have a gold mine. It's up to you and I to decide to follow it or not. That's what we need to do. Okay, we've got to go after God. We got to seek after him, just like she did. It works for the widow. It can work for us. I know a lady who got divorced a couple years ago. She was in big trouble. She didn't know what to do. Her husband left her with tons of debts. It was a mess. And she was in trouble. And we talked about things like this. And she was like, well, this is going to do one of two things. It's going to drive me to God or away from God, Tom. Her name was Leanne. I said, well, let it drive you towards God. Why would you want it to drive you away from God? She said, well, I don't want it to. What do I do? I said, well, for one, test it. Go to the Lord. You need to pray. It ended up working out for her. It wasn't easy, but things did work good for her. God took it. God did it. She gave God the credit. And to this day, I talk to her every few months, and she's still working. She's got a couple of great kids. No husband, but she's still moving forward. Let's do this now. Part of the recipe is called the prayer of change. I'm going to say that prayer and then talk to you a little bit about what you can do to apply this in your own financial plan. Okay, so pray. Lord, like the widow in 2 Kings, help me to seek you out in times of trouble. Help me to pray for those that might intend harm for me or who may take advantage of me in a dire situation. Lord, advise me and counsel me. Help me to listen to you and follow through without complaint what you may direct. Help me daily to follow your economic principles, Lord, and change the way I live and the things I do from now on. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you would like to learn more about how do you apply God's economy to your personal financial situation, single, married, business owner, poor, rich, whatever, call me or go to the website. The website is www.theeconomyofgod.com. My phone number, 800-386-3700. I'm a financial counselor that'll take the Word of God and apply it to your situation to help you create financial objectives and goals and plans to implement that and reach your goals that you have and that God directs for you. All right, so again, 800-386-3700. God bless you. Let's get into God's economy. It works for today. It applies for today. And let's see what it can do to change your life and my life. And we'll honor God forever. Okay? Have a great day. God bless you. Tom Meglia signing off. We'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God. Yeah.